All right, let's begin our Bible study time together with prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you once again for giving us another opportunity to come together to study your word. Lord, we pray that you'll take this word and use it in such a way it'll bring honor and glory to your holy, righteous name. Help us to see ourselves in the word, Lord, and help us to see the sinfulness of man, but help us to also see the goodness and the glory of God. So touch in a mighty way. Help us all from studying this lesson to be better people for thee. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. All right. Tonight we want to look at Numbers chapter 17, Numbers chapter 17, 18, and 19. Lord willing, chapter 17, 18, and 19, Lord willing. And if we can get chapter 20 in, we'll try to get chapter 20 in. But we'll just go as far as we can and see what happens. All right. In chapter 17, what we have here is Aaron's rod budding. We have the budding of Aaron's rod. We see God is going to demonstrate to the people once and for all that it is he who has chosen Aaron's family for the priesthood. You can recall how Korah and Dathan and Abiram, how those three men had came together and they accused Moses and Aaron of taking too much authority to themselves. It was too much authority. And so, but we saw in our last lesson how God got rid of them, how God took care of Dathan and Abiram, and burned them up. He burned them all up. He burned Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Burned them all through. They went down in the ground. God opened up the ground for them, and them, their whole family, their houses, and everything. And one of the lessons that we discover. And I didn't bring out in our last lesson, but I guess I can bring it out now. One person's sin can bring forth death on the whole family. One person's sin can bring forth death. Now you think about it, those three men, their sins caused not only for them to die, but their wife to die, their children to die. The whole family died and they lost everything they had. Sin will cost you everything. Did you hear what I said? Sin costs you everything. And so, but chapter 17 comes out of chapter 16. It's right on the heels of 16. And God now tells Moses, he instructs Moses to go tell the people, take verse number 2 with, well, let's just start reading chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. And Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods of, write thou every man's name on his rod. And so God is telling them, listen, we're going to straighten this thing out and I'm going to show y'all who I pick that has the authority. We're going to solve this authority thing right now. Because see, in the people's mind, keep in mind, the people and them got upset with Moses and them. Remember in our last lesson, how the people got upset with Moses and them after God had killed those three ringleaders, how the ground and open up and swallowed them, and then killed the 250. God sent the fire to kill those other 250. Well, those people the next day, they complain against Moses' name. So the issue wasn't settled in their mind. In their mind, see, once somebody put out a bad word on the pastor, man, those lies don't die that fast. No, that lie takes a long time to die. Yeah, if somebody lying on the pastor, a lying on the leaders at the church, that lie, it takes a long time to die out. Even though the person who put the lie out, even though God can kill them and get rid of them, the lie is still in people's mind. And so God had to do something. God here came up with a strategy to prove once and for all who's his man, who's the leader. And so he tell them to go get 12 rods, go get some sticks, go get some sticks, and then write your name of every tribe on that stick. And then bring your sticks down there to the tabernacle. Look what he says, verse 4. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmuring of the children of Israel, whereby they murmured against me. God said, we're going to settle this thing once and for all. The man who rod is budding, because I'm going to make the stick that I choose, I'm going to make that dead stick bud. Yeah. Now, look at verse number 6. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and every man, every one of the princes, gave him a rod apiece for each prince, one according to the father, even 12 rods, and the rods of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of the wilderness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth bud and blossom and blotted it and blossom and yield almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. So they dead sticks. Notice Moses gave, they took 12 dead sticks in the tabernacle, and one stick came alive. Aaron's stick, a dead stick, budded. Now ain't that something? In other words, this stick that was dead, God made it have a resurrection. He resurrected Aaron's dead stick and made it budded. Matter of fact, it brought forth blossom, had some leaves on it, and it yielded some almonds. Ain't that something? Look at that. God took something dead and made it alive. So God, he picked the stick for him. He picked the stick. Did you hear what I said? God picked the stick, and he showed him that Aaron's stick is the one. And so God was letting them know that this my leader. Yeah. Yeah, it's the Levites. They are to leave the house of Aaron. And so Moses and Aaron in it was indeed God's leader. So God is letting them know, no, Moses and Aaron, nothing done changed, but y'all had to see for yourself who the leader is. And so God showed them. Now notice, the Bible says in verse 10, and the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony to be kept for a token against the rebellion. And thou shalt quite take away this murmuring from me, that they die not. And so God tells Moses, now take this Aaron's rod and put it now in the Ark of the Covenant. They're going to put it in the Ark of the Covenant as a testimony for who's God's man. So you'll be able to always look upon that and bring that stick as evidence of who's supposed to be in charge of the priesthood. And it's Aaron and his family supposed to be in charge of the priesthood. And so verse 11, it says, and Moses did so as the Lord commanded him. So he did. Now, but look at the reaction of the people. Verse 12, and the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die, shall we be consumed with dying. We gonna die. Listen, they was fearful now of church. They was fearful of the tabernacle. Now, notice this. Now, I want you to see this good now. Is it in your Bible? Look at what they scared of. The children of Israel spoke unto Moses, verse 12, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Man, I ain't going back down there. That's what they thinking. Do you see? They scared now to go back down to the tabernacle. They scared to go to church. Now ain't that something? They are fearful of the church. They need to be fearful of their sins. You don't need to be scared of church. You need to be fearful of your sin. But this same lie is out today. A lot of people, they won't set foot in a church because they're scared to go to church. You don't need to be scared to go to church. You need to be scared of your sins. That's what you need to be scared of. You need to be scared of your sin. Come on to church. Yeah, you can get saved down there at the church. You can get delivered. You can be set free at the church. But you just need to be scared of your sin. You don't need to be scared of the church. You need to be scared of your sins. Yeah. All right. But that's chapter 17. Now, I won't really get into chapter 18. You can read it in your own spare time. But basically, God again reaffirmed Aaron as priest, high priest, and he again gives instructions regarding the tabernacle. Now, just notice how God is speaking now to Aaron. Look, verse number 1, it said, and the Lord said unto Aaron, thou and thy sons and thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood. Then look over here at verse number 8. It said, and the Lord spake unto Aaron. And so we see that God gives Aaron instructions. Verse number 20. The scripture says, and the Lord spake unto Aaron. And so God is speaking unto Aaron. He's speaking unto Aaron. And then right at the end of chapter 18, God speak to Moses. So he goes back to speaking to Moses. And so it shows who God is going to talk to. God talks to his leaders. And he's showing the congregation that Aaron is my man. And then verse 25, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the Levites. Alright, so again, we see God reaffirms his chosen leaders in Moses and in Aaron. Now, when you come to chapter 19, we see that the tabernacle, and let me say this again, the tabernacle is not to be feared. Today would be the modern church. The church is not to be feared. Don't be scared to go to church. But treat the church with holiness and respect and reverence, just like you ought to treat your house. Your house ought to be a place of holiness and reverence. Treat it as something. You ought to treat the church as something holy to the Lord, something that's been set aside for God's purpose. And so that's what you see in chapter 19. You see God's regulation. You see God's regulation for the priests and for the Levites. They are reviewed, and they are offerings which should be given to support the Lord's work. You have all of that in chapter 19. But let's go on to chapter 20. Let's go on to chapter 20. In chapter 20 and 21, you're going to see warfare. You're going to see warfare in 21. Chapter 20, you're going to see the death of Miriam, the death of Moses' sister. Verse number 1, it said, "Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried." All right, and so we see that Miriam died there. And so, do you see, we are really coming to the end of that 40-year sentence. Because now we're going to see Miriam is going to die. And then later on in this chapter, you will see that Aaron is going to die. You see, first of all, let me just see, can I outline some of this chapter here for you. Chapter 20, verse number 1 through 13, we see the failure at Kadesh. We see the failure at Kadesh. We see, first of all, Miriam, she dies there. But then notice, the Bible says, "And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron." So they done what they always did. What have they always done in the past? Anytime things got kind of uncomfortable for them, what do they do? They start complaining. But this really wasn't the time to complain. This was really a time of grieving. This was a time to be mourning and what have you. But even at funeral times, you see somebody act ugly. Yeah, how many of you know people can show out even right after the funeral? Right after the funeral, you'll have Jim Bob, or you'll have Jeff Rowe, you'll have Bookie, you'll have Cookie, or somebody act ugly right after the funeral. Right after the funeral. Notice how these people, the whole congregation, is acting all ugly. We ain't got no water. They ain't being considerate of Moses and Aaron. They just lost their sister. They just lost the sister. But we have people, they concerned about self and nobody else. Look what the Bible said. "And the people shout with Moses and spake, saying, would to God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord." Now look at them. They ain't learned. They still to my. I just wish we would go ahead and die. I wish God would just go and kill us. Well, now he can do that now. You better be careful. And verse number 4 says, "And why has ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into the wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us in unto this evil place? It is no place of seed or figs or vine or pomegranate, neither is there any water to drink. This ain't a place to live." That's basically what they were telling Moses. "And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation." Here it is. "And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them." See, anytime somebody get in your face, what you know what to do by now. You ought to know what to do by now. Get in God's face. get in God's face. They fell on their face. And they went before the Lord. That's a sign of prayer. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, gather thou the assembly together, and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water at the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said to them, hear now, ye rebel, must we fetch you water out of this rock? Wait a minute now. Is he changing his words? This looked like Moses now is getting lifted up in prayer. He says, hear now, ye rebel. Notice, you don't call God's people out their names, number one. But then notice what Moses said. Must we fetch you water out of the way? Wait a minute. You going to do this miracle? I thought God works miracles. Moses acting like he's the one that got the power to work miracles. Look at verse 11. And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron. He said, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. God said, you ain't getting in. You and Aaron not getting in. Y'all not going to get in to the promised land. Why? Because y'all didn't have faith. Listen, faith is what keeps you out of the promised land. Faith is what keeps you from having God's best. A lack of faith is what's keep you out of the promised land. A lack of faith, not faith, but a lack of faith is what keeps you from being blessed. Yeah. And that's what happened with Moses now. Oh, Moses not gonna get in to the promised land. All because he got lifted up here in pride. God told him to speak to the rock, but Moses here is hitting the rock. And so Moses is not going to get in. And so we see the failure there at Kadesh. The failure there at Kadesh. And then we're going to see here, you have the confrontation with the Edomites. You have the confrontation with the Edomites. Verses 14 through 20. Verses 14 through 20. You have the confrontation with the Edomites. The Edomites didn't want Moses now to pass through the land, so we got the confrontation there. But then you have here Aaron's. You have Aaron's death. So you have Aaron's death. And so you see that God tell Moses to take Aaron up into Mount Horeb. That's verse number 22. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Horeb. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron in Mount Horeb by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people. And so that was another way of saying Aaron finna die. Verse 26 and verse 25, take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring him up unto Mount Horeb, and strip Aaron of his garments, put them upon Eleazar his sons, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And so that phrase, gathered unto his people, that's a phrase that's often used to let you know that when you die, That ain't it. You going on to be with your people. You going on to those who have went on to heaven before you. And at this time, they would go on to paradise. They would go to paradise, going on to be with his people. Verse 28 says, and Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar, his son. And Aaron died there in the top of Mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. And so you see that they are mourning now because Aaron is gone. Three went up to the top of the mountain and only two came back down. So they knew that Aaron had, God had killed Aaron. And so they took some time and wept for Aaron, and they wept 30 days. And so you see that there was a failure at Kadesh. You see the confrontation with Edom, verses 14 through 20. And then you see the death of Aaron, verses 22 through 29. Let's go on and finish up chapter 21. Let's see, can we get in to chapter 21? In chapter 21, what you'll see in the first 9 verses, you will see the story of the fiery serpent. God judged Israel by sending fiery serpents. So you see the judgment by fiery serpents. Roman number 1, the judgment by fiery serpents. And then verses 10 through 35, you'll see the journey to Moab. You'll see the journey to Moab. Look at the first 9 verses. You'll see that the people, it says, and when, verse number 4. And they journeyed from Haran by way of the Red Sea to encompass the land of Edom, and the souls of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Things getting hard on them. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread there, and neither is there any water, and our soul loathe this light bread. Now they had we heard this same old song. They keep on complaining. They keep on saying basically the same thing. Sometimes they one song they complain about the water. The next song they complain that they ain't got no bread. But they got some bread, but they don't want that bread. This old light bread. They complaining about the manna now. They complaining about the manna. Look at God, verse number 6. And the Lord sent fiery serpent among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord, and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Notice their attitude. First, before the serpents came, they was hating on Moses. Notice, verse 5 said the people spake unto God and against Moses. They hating on Moses, that he done brought us out here to this wilderness, and we ain't got no food to eat. All we got is just this light bread. But when God sent them snakes on them, boy, they changed their tune. They started crying, Moses, oh, blessed Moses, sweet Moses. Come on, Moses, we love Moses. Come on, pray for us, Moses. Now they done changed their tune when God sent them snakes. But notice now, the Lord said, verse number 8, to Moses, says, make thee a five-foot serpent and set it up on a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bidden, when he look upon it, shall live. And so Moses made a serpent of brass and put it up on a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent has bit any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. He lived. Isn't that good news, ladies and gentlemen? If they looked up at that serpent on the pole. Now, that don't make no sense, do it? Yeah, it may not make sense, but whatever God tells you to do, even though it don't make sense, just do it. And those that did it was healed. Those that didn't, they didn't get healed. And when you look at the rest of this story, like I say, the rest of chapter 21 deals with the journey to Moab. You can read it when you get time on that. All right. What have we learned? What have we learned from our lesson? One lesson that we've learned is don't let nobody keep you from your blessing. Don't let nobody keep you from your blessing. Moses allowed these hard-headed people to keep him from his blessings. These people got on Moses' nerves. Rather than Moses doing what he've always done, just get on your face, Moses. Stay on your face and pray to the Lord. No. Moses wanted to show that he was big in the people's eyesight. And as a result, God says, because you struck that rock twice, rather than speaking to the rock, you ain't getting in. Listen, don't allow worldly people, worldly church people, to stop you from getting your blessing. Don't let nobody. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it, you losing your cool over worldly people. Because in the end, you're gonna say something you didn't mean to say. You're going to do something you really didn't mean to do. And that's going to stop you from getting your blessing. Don't allow nobody, whether they in the world or whether they in the church, don't allow nobody to stop you from your blessings. And then, number two, believe God for your blessing. Believe God for your blessing. Whatever is wrong in your life, have faith in God. Just believe God for your blessing. These people, they had been bitten by snakes. And the snake was their solution. That snake on a pole, make a snake on a pole. That didn't make no sense, ladies and gentlemen. But because God said, if you just look up and believe, you'll be healed. Whoever looked up and believed was healed. So just learn to believe God for your blessing. Walk by faith and not by sight. All right, that's our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for how you have been blessing your people. Bless them, dear God. Help us to walk by faith, not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.